Annalotta gave us a smile, suggesting pride in her fingers. But I have yet to understand the authenticity of her emotions. Her sense of humor wasn't in doubt, but her ability to feel pride in others, or empathy of any kind, was. She threw her arms out to her sides, rose to her toes, and began to spin. A blur of twilight blue cloak and orange hair turned into a blur of red flesh and matted hair. Her toes appeared to drill through the entwined vegetation, and down she went, out of sight, and as logic would dictate, into the lake below. In a matter of blinks, no trace remained of her, not even a hole in the floating greenery ringing the rectangular stairway. We stared after her. Remy sounded empty. "She left me," Pulumbunk added. "She left us." Ood whistled from his perch aboard Rickard. "I gotta learn how to do that." If Brillix felt any concern about being without her, he didn't show it. "Chin's up. We're an army of nine that this or any world should fear." He gestured to Remy. "Your casket." Remy closed her eyes and took a deep breath. Her eyes opened. "'Tis only a wall of fire." She withdrew the little black casket from her shoulder bag, opened the lid, and presented the dried tongue to the Subu. "You take it." The Subu plucked the tongue up without hesitation.
"All right then, ancient thing. What do you got to say?"
He and Brillix descended the steps side by side, the rest of us in tow. The wall of fire seemed to sense us as its short flames began dancing wildly. I felt their heat, which oddly didn't intensify as we drew closer. The Subu halted four steps above the gates.
"Me whiskers should be curlin' by now."
Brillix had the foresight to pick up a dry stick before we crossed the lake. He cast the thing toward the wall. It exploded into embers on impact.
"I ain't taking this tongue any closer to that," the Subu said, backing up a step.
I remember how I'd used two knives as tongs to ferry one of Pulumbunk's red-hot lightsticks in Dunkelgrau. "Use two long weapons to grip the thing and extend it."
Brillix said, "Well done, John. We have Astra and the Jungle Girl's spear."
Awasanaut was ever attentive and handed her spear over to him. When Brillix asked for Rickard's legendary sword, my hulking brother made no reply other than to maintain his grip.
"Ah, flog it." The Subu reached for the spear. "Give it. Miax ain't as long as the big man's sword, but it'll do."
He held a weapon in each hand as ersatz tongs, finding it awkward to grip the tongue Brillix placed between the butts of each weapon. With guidance from Brillix's hand, the Subu successfully pinched the thing and stepped closer to the wall without bobbling it. Ood looked down from Rickard's shoulders at Gwan.
"What if it says 'tis?"
Gwan only looked perplexed, as most of us did when Ood spoke. A horizontal slit, the length of an axe handle, parted the flames and formed a black O in the center of the wall. An open mouth awaiting its tongue, it seemed. The Subu took two more steps down and leaned, extending the tongue almost to the molten wall. The flames took on the semblance of lips, pooched from the wall, and sucked the tongue from the makeshift tongs. The Subu stumbled back a step, Brillix steadying him from falling. The flame lips closed, hiding the tongue from sight. The Subu grumped,
"Ya ungrateful prong! Nary a thank you for carrying the blighted thing halfway across the world."
The slitted lips reformed, and incredibly spoke. Its words hissed into existence as if propelled by steam.
"Beware, O traveler, these blistering gates, should you be keen to enter.